بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, today we discuss some of the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To continue from where we have stopped, today we discuss Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil refers to the accomplisher, meaning that being that fulfills all of our needs, sees to all of our affairs and matters, is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulama explain and say that this name Wakil, it means هو المُوَكَّلُ وَالْمُفَوَّضُ إِلَيْهِ عِلْمًا, that it is that being that all matters are in his control, in his, everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with regards to creation, with regards to life, death, difficulty, peace, harmony, every single aspect of life is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in the Quran Kareem, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, that take Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as your wakil. Generally in the dua we recite, sometimes the person recites, حَسْبُنَاللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ حَسْبُنَاللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, Allah is sufficient for me and He is the best of guardians. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is sufficient for taking care of all of my affairs. It is for this reason that Mawlana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali even gave an entire bayan. There's a booklet also that has been published on tafweed, meaning wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, I surrender and I hand every of my matters into the care of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This name comes approximately 14 times in the Quran Kareem. Now this ayat that we have recited, فَاتَّخِذُهُ وَكِيلًا, the first portion of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, that the Lord and the Rabb of the East and the West is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is taking care, He is nourishing, He is fulfilling the needs of everything that is living in the East and the West, He is the best being, فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا, He is the best being that you can take as a wakil and as a guardian, as an accomplisher for your affairs. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a guardian, as an accomplisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient, whatever needs a person is going through, this is sufficient for him. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed by one sahabi. The sahabi was Rathul Hay'ah. He was looking disheveled hair, shabbily. He was looking not well. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the sahabi like, ma balagha bika ma ara. What's the matter? What happened? You're not looking well. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-saqam wa darar, that I've been afflicted with difficulty, with sickness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ala u'allimuka kalimatin tudhibu anka as-saqam wa darar. Should I not teach you some words? If you recite these words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulty and the sickness you are experiencing at this moment. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches him the dua, recite, tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. First thing is you must say, tawakkaltu ala Allah. That listen, you, whatever means are available, adopt the means. No problem. The means are there, adopt the means. Allah has created the means. But, so give it your best shot at whatever means that are at your disposal. But the results, leave it to Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. So he says, tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh waladan wa lam yakul lahu sharikun fil mulk wa lam yakul lahu waliyyun min adh-dhulli wa kabbirhu takbira. The last part of this dua appears at the end of Surah Isra, Surah Banu Israel, just before Surah Kahf. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh walada is towards the end. So the first part, tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. That I entrust al-hayy, the ever-living, the everlasting being, who never ever will be taken away by death, will never ever die, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed this sahabi a few days later. So Nabi Sam looks at him and he says, Kaifa bika, how are you today? So the sahabi is smiling and he says, alhamdulillah, no difficulty, no sickness, no problems in my life. All he recited was tawakkaltu ala Allah. That I hand all my affairs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the means are there to adopt, but the yaqeen has to be on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The means are there, no problem. Allah has facilitated, given us the ability to do exercise. No problem. Person wants to do cycling in whatever he wants to do according to the sharia. Or he's got a treadmill at home. Whatever he's doing, no problem. Do all of that. But your yaqeen and your tawakkul of health must be in Allah. If you're doing all of that exercise and you feel, no, I'm covered, I'm sorted. Because of the exercise, now when the test comes, it's going to be a double test. One is you're going through the sickness and then you are depressed. I did all of this and I got sick. And yet my neighbor does nothing. He eats out every Saturday. You can smell the dry meat. One, two pieces come in next door. Everybody, he's the one, he's not sick, I'm sick. Because the yaqeen was in the wrong place. Tawakkul has to be in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the examples in the people of the sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Badr. 313 sahaba radiallahu anhum in the battle of Badr. Total yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were looking at something else. They were going for an easy capture. That was the caravan, the goods of trade. But obviously wahi came. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered sahaba radiallahu anhum, however we are, let's go for the battle. It was the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, total yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, facing 1,000, you'll be only at 313. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, yaqeen in Allah, handing all affairs to Allah, then they were victorious. After the battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, after some time, a group of traders, they were in Makkah Mukarrama. Abu Sufyan, many a times he had intended to advance to Medina Munawwara against the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but something held him back. Maybe some of the kuffar at times were in cold, some of the kuffar had cold feet. So there was a group of tradesmen in Makkah Mukarrama. So he told them, listen, when you go back to Medina Munawwara, let's see if this can work. We play a mind game with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he said, go to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and tell them, we just came from Makkah Mukarrama. It's a fresh visit. The kuffar are in large numbers. They are armed from head to toe, they are ready to give it its best now. So the intention is to come to Medina Munawwara. So just pass on this message. Let's see what's the take of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When this message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala releases it to us. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. The group of tradesmen come and they say, O Sahaba, the kuffar have gathered. قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. It's time now you really have to buck up, get scared and hold back. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. But when this news was really to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. They increased in iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best of guardians. We're not scared of anyone. We're ready to combat. We're ready to meet them in the battlefield. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. That person who has tawakkul in Allah, Allah is his guardian for all his affairs. فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am sufficient for all of your needs. Whatever you require, now I am sufficient for your requirements. One dua appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's a dua that is found in the books of, in the sunnah duas, books of duas. If a person recites this dua every night before sleeping, he's got wudu, in the state of wudu, and he recites, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, wa alja'tu zahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. أَمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِكَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلْتُ وَبِنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتُ. If that night he passes away, the Nabi says, مُتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Definitely he'll pass away with iman. Guaranteed. مُتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. And if a person recites it during the day and he passes away, the guarantee is to pass away with iman. And this is the worry and concern for each one of us. We don't even know whether we're going to be passing away with iman or not. We don't even know how will be our last moments of life. So it is for this reason if we recite this dua, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk. Wa fawwadtu means I surrender and I hand over all my affairs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So just the dua, the mere recitation of this dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will give us deaths on iman inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. So that is the first name, al-wakil. Ulama explain and say that this name of Al-Wakil, if a person is going through any difficulty and he recites it, inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the difficulty. One is recitation of it, but one is the true meaning and spirit of this name being deep down in the heart of a person. The yaqeen of it has to be brought. The next two names are very similar, therefore we'll discuss both of them. Al-Qawi Al-Mateen, the Almighty, the most powerful, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-Qawi Al-Mateen. Both are very similar. The difference that some ulama explain and say, Al-Qawi is min haythu innahu balighul qudrati. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete in His power and strength. That is Qawi. What is Mateen? Because both mean strength. Mateen is min haythu innahu shadidul iqab, shadidul quwa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in His strength. So one is complete strength, and one is the completion of the strength, and then the might of that strength also, that is Al-Mateen. This name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appears many places in the Quran. Inna Allaha huwa ar-Razzaqu dhul quwwatil mateen. Al-Mateen comes most powerful, and Inna Allaha qawiyyun shadidul iqab. Other places of the Quran. So this name also appears a few places in the Quran Kareem regarding the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the strength and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, hadith appears in Sahih Muslim. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, Ala adulluk ala kanzim min kunuzil jannah. Should I not tell you of one of the treasures of Jannah? Should I not tell you one of the treasures of Jannah? So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu says, Bala, please inform me, what is the treasure of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwah. There's no strength, there's no might except from Allah. Just recite this, it's one of the treasures of Jannah. Mujaddid al-Fisani rahimullah, the Mujaddid of the century, he mentions if a person wants to protect himself from any masaib, dunya, deen or akhirat, any difficulty, if he recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, 500 times he should recite it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him, guaranteed inshaAllah. 500 times to recite it. One person was very sick. So generally when a person is sick, we say, read the 7 ayat of shifa in the Quran. Read suratul Fatiha, suratul Fatiha is shifa, etc. But he was reciting all of this. Wallahu alam, whatever it was. But then this person is saying that, Mulana, eventually I met one alim, and this alim is telling me, recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, recite this. So I started reciting it and I saw a whole change and revolution in my life. Everything is happening for the better. You know, no problems in the business, with the children, with my health and everything. Like everything just fell into place. All the pieces of the puzzle just fell into place. So this is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ulama explain and say, لا حول عن معصية الله ولا قدرة ولا قوة على طاعة الله إلا بإذن الله. Meaning a person has no power to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Nor does a person have any strength to fulfill the obedience of Allah except with the permission of Allah. That is لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That we are admitting the fact that we got no strength at all. Oh my Allah, all strength belongs to you. Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiyallahu anhu is sahabi. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son has been taken into captivity, what do I do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, start reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So he says, okay, I'll read it. So he went home, he told his wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the wife also is asking him, but I don't see the link. My son is in captivity. Maybe there's a ransom, let's go and negotiate. I mean, let's fight the war, maybe we can free him. What recite, sit over here and recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So they anyway, it was the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they started reciting it. So one day late in the afternoon, then they hear a knock on the door. So and then the voice is obviously, oh father. So then Auf bin Malik says, that's my son, Salim. That's my son, Salim. Wife is saying, you're hallucinating, you're dreaming. This is not your son. He's in captivity. There's someone else that sounds like him. So they open the door and it was Salim, the son. So he comes in. So the father asks him, what happened? I mean, you're in captivity, you're in chain, you're chained up, how you came? So he says, I don't even know. I mean, I was a captive and I was doing what needs to be done by a captive, reading, doing my necessities as a Muslim. I don't know what you all did. So the father says, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, la hawla wa la quwwata, maybe that is it. Immediately he goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he gives Kal Guzari. He says, Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my son came back home. He says, ask him what happened. Obviously, via wahi, Nabi Sallallahu came to know. So the son is saying, suddenly I don't know, the chains just fell off my legs and my hands. Everything just fell off. So when the kuffar saw that, they were like bamboozled, just couldn't believe their eyes, like, what's happening over here? And then as I'm running away, they even like, they cannot believe, they're in such a shock, they had no even time to react, to chase me. I jumped onto one of the camels, I tapped that camel and the camel just brought me directly to Madinah Munawwara. So I don't know, even know what happened. Nabi Sam says, well, you tapped onto one of the treasures of Jannah by reciting La Hawla وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is the power of this name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That strength is only from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ulama explain, and Alhamdulillah, it's tried and it's tested also. This name Al-Mateen, Al-Mateen, the most powerful Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a lady is breastfeeding and for some reason her milk dries up or whatever it is, this name Al-Mateen should be written out on a piece of paper and put into a jug of water, and the mother must only drink that water. Through the barakat of that, inshallah, milk once again will start flowing. What's the link again? It's a hidden link. The qudrat of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many ladies have given testimony, alhamdulillah, Everything is normal now, alhamdulillah. Only with the qudrat of one name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love for him and all his names and grant us tawfiq and the ability to live a life of ita'at. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallah.